the 819 billion pound gorilla.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The $819 billion stimulus bill heads to the Senate today. A version passed in the House last week with no Republican votes. Senators are busy retooling it in an effort to gain bipartisan support. President Obama told NBC this morning the bill is in for major changes.
I am confident that by the time we actually have the final package on the floor, that we are going to see substantial support and people are going to say this is a serious effort. It has no earmarks. We're going to be trimming out things that are not relevant to putting people back to work right now.
Lots of political wrangling expected this week. After all, $819 billion is a lot of cash, and Uncle Sam has been throwing around quite a bit of taxpayer money lately. So you might be wondering where it's all going. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget hopes to answer that question with a new tool called Stimulus Watch. Daniel Carson explains.
Stimulus Watch lays out dozens of federal initiatives launched since December to deal with the economic crisis. Just click and scroll to takeovers of small banks or loans to automakers. It shows how much the government has allocated and spent so far.
When we are dealing with putting unprecedented amounts of money into the economy, adding transparency is critical. So it's really helpful to try to centralize all this information in one place.
That's Committee President Maya McGinnis. She says the table also lets you filter each initiative into bite-sized pieces, like its economic target, who the program will help.
There's categories for consumers, financial institutions, and you can look at these things and see who is getting how much money.
Stimulus Watch will be constantly updated. McGinnis says it's already getting lots of hits from the public and policymakers. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
You can check out Stimulus Watch at our website, marketplace.org. And speaking of big piles of cash, we're evidently sitting on them. The Commerce Department reports that U.S. consumer spending fell by 1% in December. That's its sixth straight drop. And that's not likely to sit too well with investors. And things have already been glum. Friday rang in the worst January ever for Wall Street, and overseas companies have some gloomy news of their own. Japan's largest electronics maker, Hitachi, saw shares hit a 30-year low today. Tokyo's Nikkei index fell 1.5%. London's FTSE is off 2.3%. That after some bad news from Barclays. Moody's has cut the credit rating for the British banking giant. Stephen Beard reports.
It had all been going so well for Barclays. Last week, its board came out and said the bank was doing just fine. In spite of all the expected write-downs, it was still making good money. Barclays shares shot up by 73% as a result. But now Moody's says, hang on a minute. The agency has lowered its rating on Barclays by two notches. Justin Urquhart-Stewart is with Seven Investment. He says the trouble is there are doubts about Barclays and its American mortgage-backed securities.
All we do know is they were significantly involved in a lot of the subprime areas. But to what extent they're going to have to write elements off, well, at the moment, we just don't know. But what Moody's ratings are telling us is it doesn't look like good news.
Moody's also says that Barclays could see a sharp rise in bad debts at home as the British recession deepens. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org.
Cattle are sacred to many Hindus, and they wander the streets of many Indian cities. That might sound charming and bucolic, but it's creating some problems. Now city leaders are trying to do something about it, as Raymond Thibodeau explains.
At a busy vegetable market in India's capital, about a dozen stray cattle munch on huge piles of corn husks, cabbage leaves, and other food scraps left behind by merchants. But the luck of these cattle is about to change. A team of eight cattle catchers surrounds a bull and ropes him by the horns, which just makes him mad. The bull lurches forward with its sharp horns as the men scramble out of the way. A crowd gathers, most of them cheering for the bull. It's rodeo time at this market. These are Delhi's cowboys. The city government has hired dozens of these cowboys to wrangle cattle off its busy streets. much easier said than done. Some dude is one of the cowboys. He says the crowds make his job more difficult and more dangerous.
The last time they had this raid at this market, the bull charged and about 25 people got injured.
Once the cattle are caught, they're loaded onto trucks and shipped to farms, which is where they belong, says D.L. Sharma. He's New Delhi's chief veterinarian, and he's leading the charge to rid the city of cattle. So far, he says about 100,000 have been taken off the streets. That leaves about 20,000 more to be rounded up.
Stray cattle on the roads are creating havoc. It is harmful aesthetically, economically, socially, environmentally. Take it from any angle, it's harmful.
Still, Sharma says getting rid of them is complicated by the fact that many of the cattle aren't even stray. He says they belong to thousands of unlicensed dairies around the city that make an estimated $120 million a year selling milk and yogurt. The owners of these dairies let the cattle forage for themselves, taking advantage of a Hindu custom of feeding cattle as a spiritual good deed. Again, Chief Veterinarian Sharma.
Some of the Hindus think it's better to feed the cow. It is in the traditions. So this way, the cycle is going on.
But if city officials have their way, the cycle will come to an abrupt end. They vowed that by next year, Delhi's streets will be cattle-free. In New Delhi, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
Yesterday's Super Bowl turned into a real nail-biter and a real heartbreaker for Cardinals fans. But it looks like we should all be celebrating the Steelers' victory, at least according to a Super Bowl stock market indicator. Legend has it the Dow will do well in a year when the team that wins the Super Bowl is from the old National Football League. That's before it merged with the American Football League in 1970. That indicator gets it right about 80% of the time. And hey, these days, I'll take whatever good news I can get. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.